Can you tell me about other community members who were taken by ICE? When did the numbers start going up?
So they kind of went up in leaps and bounds. So it started with the one young man who was taken on Main Street. Then somebody posted to our community group about a week later saying that her husband, her boyfriend and a family member or friend were both taken. And then we had other community members confirm that they had seen ICE presence at the gas station that morning and that they had seen people being put into cars that morning. Then it started with the sweeps on Curtis Street, where friends and neighbors who live on Curtis Street, yes, my neighbor was taken away. I saw my neighbor taken away. So it just kind of, you know, goes up in little bumps and increments of 2 and 3 and 4. To the extent to which they're cooperating, you know, I would hope that it's they're cooperating as needed, you know, as far as the logistics and legality of detainment. But it's a rural community, and it seems there is a perception in the community that local law enforcement is on the side of ICE and working with ICE, which can sometimes make especially marginalized people in the community feel less trusting of law enforcement. That being said, I think we're very fortunate in Baldwin. We have a very amazing law enforcement team. Our police department and the St. Croix County Sheriff's Department, I've personally had nothing but really positive interactions with them. I think that they do great things and that they are very community involved. So hopefully their involvement with ICE is limited to what their legal involvement should be. But I do know that there's a perception that it's going beyond that.